This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Tonight, the Cleveland Orchestra is performing the world premiere of a piece by the composer of the music you're hearing now. That composer is Avner Dorman. And since it's a world premiere, there's no recording of the piece. This is another piece he wrote for orchestra. Avner walked a few blocks over from the Arsch Center, where the piece is going to be performed by the Cleveland Orchestra tonight. Avner, thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
When the Cleveland Orchestra is home in Cleveland, they play at Severance Hall. That hall has been their home since 1931. Your new piece is part of the Arsch Center's 10th anniversary. Did you think about making a piece for a new hall when you wrote this piece?
You know, this piece actually does fit into this hall. I tried to imagine it happening in this hall, but hopefully it will work in other halls too. But even more so, I was thinking a lot about the city that this hall is in, about Miami.
I know you haven't spent a ton of time in South Florida. When did you first come to Miami?
It was actually a year ago. The Arsch Center actually brought me down here to sort of tour the city and meet with local artists and get the feel of what the culture here is like. So a lot of this piece, actually, it's kind of my impression or my dialogue with what I perceive to be Miami and what I perceive to be art and music here. And even though I haven't spent much time here, I feel very much at home here. I grew up in a suburb of Tel Aviv, and in many ways, Miami and Tel Aviv are very similar.
I hear so many people talk about the similarities between Tel Aviv and Miami, especially Miami Beach, actually. What is it for you that sort of brings that up?
Well, I didn't know that, but it's not surprising to me. I think it's on all levels. The sun, the sea, you know, the way the weather affects people, the way people live their life, the time of day that makes sense to work.
what does that mean?
It means that people stay up very late in Tel Aviv and people like to go out very late. And the city is essentially up all the time. And then the morning is actually sort of the tough time, which is the opposite of a city like New York or Chicago, where, you know, it's like so cold. You don't want to be out too late. You don't want, like, there's a big impact of weather on society. And then this, I was actually surprised at how diverse Miami is. I didn't realize, you know, I speak English and I kind of can walk for a few minutes and never hear something that I understand. Russian and French and Spanish and basically everything other than any Hebrew. And it's the same thing in Tel Aviv.
So how did all of that make its way into this piece? That's a lot.
Well, it's a lot and it's a short piece. Actually, the weather here kind of mirrors or is mirrored in the way society works. So you have a lot of energy here. The sun is really strong. You know, when it's windy, it's like really windy. There's like a lot of energy. And then when there's a hurricane, obviously. And I feel like the people here are the same way. Like everyone has a lot of energy. And then when people are unhappy about something, they're really unhappy about it. Like people are very passionate. And so the piece is called Cyclone, which is the Haitian Creole word for a hurricane.
And why did you decide to call the piece Cyclone?
Well, it's very difficult to name pieces for me because, you know, it's a lot of notes and then like one word or two words. It's like that word is supposed to embody everything. And it never actually does. You know, I didn't know how many Haitians are in Miami. I realize that's my ignorance, but somehow the Haitians, to me, it felt like their music is really special. I listened to a lot of the music that they come with. And I just felt, you know, that would be an interesting entry into this, you know, this mosaic called Miami. Somehow this word, it just felt like it has some mystery and some magic to it. And I was like, oh, that will spark some curiosity. You know, I'm very much looking forward to like hearing it happen in real life.
Avner Dorman is the composer of the piece Cyclone. The Cleveland Orchestra performs the world premiere tonight at the Arsch Center, and it'll be on the program through Saturday. And the music you're hearing right now is another piece of his. It's called Spices, Perfumes, Toxins. Avner, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.